Welcome back. Well, Jonathan, there's been a lot of coverage as a sideline to the Iran war on ceasefire bets, bets on the prediction markets, questions over the timing. And the White House has actually now issued a little bit of advice to staff.
Yeah, so an email was reportedly sent to White House staff last month warning them not to use insider information to place bets on prediction markets. And reportedly within this email, there were references to, you know, reports in the media that raise concerns that government officials might be using confidential classified information to place bets on platforms like Polymarket.
But no suggestion of actual wrongdoing. I mean, the White House has strongly defended its staff.
Yeah, I think that's we need to be really clear with that. The White House has said any implication that administration officials are engaged in such activity without evidence is baseless and irresponsible. So I think what they're saying is that there is no evidence that anyone inside the administration has done anything, placed any bets like this. What we're looking at is some very conveniently timed bets.
Just give us a quick example.
Well, for instance, you know, there's this conflict, but even if we go back to Venezuela, on the 2nd of January, an anonymous trader on Polymarket appeared to bet $30,000 on a market that said Nicolas Maduro would be out by the end of January. One day after he made that bet, Maduro was captured by the US, and that trader probably made profits of about $500,000.
So no suggestion of wrongdoing, and I know that insider trading generally is really hard to prove. It's not even clear that these prediction markets are covered by any sort of legislation. I couldn't quite get a definitive understanding of that. But this is criticism that has gone across the aisle in the past. It's not just restricted to this administration.
No, prediction markets have really exploded in the past year. So I think there's a stat that showed that in 2024, before the election that year, Polymarket said that they had about $400 million traded on its platform in a year. They can now trade that much in a single day. And you can bet on anything. I mean, some of the things you can bet on are truly strange. You can bet how many times Donald Trump will say the word God in a speech. You can bet how many tweets Elon Musk will send in a day. And then you can bet on things like whether a US pilot who was shot down over Iran last month will be rescued. And I think people are quite concerned about that because it leaves the market open to people profiting from insider information.
Well, and it's also extraordinary metaphor for where we are. I have to wonder if we might see some legislation around that in the future.
Look, we know that the US Congress wants to try and crack down on some of this insider information, not so much on betting markets, but there have been examples in the past where there have been accusations or there have been theories that perhaps people in Congress have profited off some of the, you know, confidential briefings they might get. This happened prior to the COVID pandemic.
This is more to do with the stock market.
And this is to do with the stock market, where we saw an example where there was a suggestion that maybe people had used some of this information they got from briefings to make trades on the stock market that could be beneficial if we were entering a pandemic and, you know, the subsequent economic crisis. But we know that also it's happening in other times. So 3 hours before the US and Iran announced the ceasefire last week, about $950 million was bet on oil prices falling. And we know that if there's a ceasefire, the markets would look at that and go, okay, we're at the end here, the strait will open, oil will start flowing more freely. And obviously, prices fell by about 15%. So hours before that, people are betting millions of dollars that that's going to happen. You know, it could be random, it could just be people getting a vibe, it could be people reading the tea leaves, or it could be something a bit more sinister.
All right, well, on that note, Jonathan, I predict that we will be back next week talking about much more going on in America. Thank you so much. It's good to see you.
Thanks, Roger. That was another classic ending.
Decoding America is a new podcast by Guardian Australia and was recorded on Gadigal land. This episode was produced by Daniel Simo, who also did the sound design and mixing, theme music by Joe Koning. The executive producer is Hannah Parks. I'm Regid Ahmed. Jonathan and I will be back next week in your full story feed.